I'm Tim Danehauer, one of the elders at Cedar Run, and just want to welcome you here today. As usual, I'm going to have to make a few confessions. For those of you that were here last couple Sundays, Walt Tommy spoke. I'm not as seasoned as Walt. I can't remember the past and stories and tell them the way that Walt does and intertwine those stories with faith. I certainly do not communicate as well as David, and now that Mark has already said everything I needed to say about Malachi today, because Mark knows the Bible extremely well, I think, why am I here today? And I'm going to add the fourth thing, and my wife knows this about me. I do prepare, but I have a very difficult time following my notes. And today, I woke up and I said, I'm going to follow my notes. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to follow my notes. I just can't do it. And partly because as I was praying, as we were getting ready to start this morning, a couple things just really hit me. And it is global warming, not warming in terms of what we're going to talk about. But I want to go back to the video just for a minute. And it's an abbreviated version of that video. And what I mean by that is because time is short in the morning, that's probably about a 7 or 8 minute video. With that said, for somebody to be able to go up in front of an audience and have that kind of gift and talent, to be able to paint that way, and for those who were at the men's retreat in the summer or the spring, we used a similar video, that almost doesn't do justice to the gift he has. And probably it's used for us to get an understanding, and this is where I'm going to get off my notes a little bit this morning, but I'm thinking about, you know, we're all here this morning coming from a different place. We've had a different experience in our lives, a different experience even the last 3 or 4 days of what Thanksgiving is. For some of us, Thanksgiving is a time where we look and our families are together. Some, though, that have experienced losses or maybe have things going on in their families during Thanksgiving, it can be a very difficult time. But when you think about that picture that's being painted of Jesus Christ, what I want you to recognize is, number one, for that artist to be so gifted and talented, it's been sacrifice. He's had to practice. He's had to learn to be able to do that. More importantly, it's the person of that sacrifice, Jesus Christ, who was sacrificed for our sins. And when you think about your own life right now, God is painting, and he's got brushstrokes right now in your life, and he's putting it together. And there may not be clarity right now, but there will be at some point in time. And we know that we see dimly now, as it says in Corinthians, but soon we will see face to face. There will come a time where you'll take all that's going on around you that you don't understand, can't make sense of, and just as the painter did for us, God's brushstrokes in our lives are going to give clarity to why this happened and why he let this you go through a certain circumstance or situation. You'll see clearly. But as you'll see this morning as we talk about Malachi, you'll get a feel for the fact that you've got to make a decision. And for those that were here the last couple weeks, I'm going to ask for a little bit of help because we do call this interactive. But if you had to give a primary theme for Walt's last two Sundays, and for those that weren't here, this is to help that brushstroke so you get a feel for what some of us heard from Walt. But anybody that would share a major theme that you might have pulled out from Walt, anyone? Please help me. This is interactive. I don't want to get fired. Good. That was very good. And that's an answer. Anyone else? Go ahead.
I just wake up when he's talking about this to open the window of your life and let others see you too. And I was thinking that
okay. Let's stop just for a minute, and I want to at least get a couple more. So we have a canvas. Somebody's life is a canvas. Our life is a canvas, but the people that were around are canvas. And we're hoping right now for the brushstrokes to start in those people's lives. But we need to allow God's brushstrokes in our lives so people can see what? What happened as that painting was being created? With each stroke, you saw more of Jesus. So it starts with we are a canvas, and so are those around us. Those that don't know Christ, and then obviously us that claim to be people that do know Christ. Anyone else? Go ahead. Amen. Anyone else?
Yeah, well, it also talks about the fact that when somebody comes to Christ, we often seek to pull that person out of their world and in the church world rather than supporting them in their own world as an agent of change there.
Amen. And those are all great answers. And that means that, well, I don't think Walt's here this morning, but he'll feel good to know we're paying attention. For me, the one thing that stood out was Walt talked a little bit about being followers of Christ. Followers of Christ. Not just praying a prayer, but being followers of Christ. And part of the ability for somebody to see us, as we'll talk about this morning, and those brushstrokes of God working in our lives, we need to learn about his story, Jesus' story. And this morning, I'm going to reference Genesis, Esther, Ezra, Nehemiah, and for John White's sake, Malachi, the Italian painter. About every commentary I read, somebody threw that in there, so I'm just repeating what others have said before me. But as Mark already mentioned, Malachi was a prophet. But for us to understand Malachi, as we go through this morning, we're going to talk about a few other scriptures that I hope will help give us an idea, a more full idea of Malachi and what the message was and the timing of that message. To go back to the theme for the next few weeks, this is Malachi, for those that have their Bibles open. Malachi chapter 1, verse 5. You will see it with your own eyes, great is the Lord even beyond the borders of Israel. But this is what the Lord Almighty says. You will see it with your own eyes and say, great is the Lord even beyond the borders of Israel. Now, that's the message of global warning. The fact that the book of Malachi, although written at a time for the people of the nation of Israel, at the same time has a message for us as we begin to go through and learn more about it. As we read through Malachi, it's a question and answer book where God will pose a question. And in most cases, God gives the answer to that question as we begin to go through this. A prophecy, the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi. Now, you'll see in parentheses up there, my messenger. Most commentators aren't sure if Malachi was an actual name of a person because the word itself means messenger. And I find that interesting. Because of what we've gone through the past couple of weeks, the discussion on evangelism, because what are we really saying about evangelism? We are to be what? Messengers. We have a message that goes with us. Now, that message, depending on the canvas and how much we've allowed God to paint in our lives and our following of Jesus Christ, is going to have a lot to communicate the type of message that we're able to bring to those that are around us. I have loved you, says the Lord, but you ask, how have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord? Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated, and I have turned his hill country into wasteland and left his inheritance to the desert jackals. Now, for the people of that day, they would have had a pretty good understanding of what Malachi was communicating when he began to talk about Esau and Jacob. In the book of Genesis, we go back to learn God and how God spoke at that time. When Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was childless, the Lord answered his prayer and his wife Rebekah became pregnant. the babies jostled with each other within her, and she said, "Why is this happening to me?" So she went to inquire of the Lord, and the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger." So this was a prophecy that was given to Isaac hundreds of years before we have Malachi talking about this, but it basically began the separation of two lineages, the lineage of Israel or Jacob, and the lineage of Esau.